Well, welcome everybody to the Business Spotlight series here today. I'm Todd Rodden. I'm a certified business and executive coach, owner of Aspire Action Coach here in the Dayton, Ohio area. And today I have the honor of having Carter Click join us for our Business Spotlight. Carter is the owner of Transformations Plus, a surface cleaning specialist here, which he'll talk more about as we go deeper, kind of leading the market here, great customer engagement, but he'll share much more about his journey as a business founder and owner, how he's been able to grow the business, his teams, but also some of the challenges that he's overcome as well. So we're excited to have him join us here today. If you're new to the Business Spotlight, I encourage you to go out and subscribe online through our channel, and then also make sure you like and share our posts as well, so other business owners and business leaders can gain and learn from great business owners such as Carter's experience here today as well. So Carter, take just a minute, introduce yourself, maybe talk a little bit about your business and you know how you got started. Why did you become a business owner? What was the passion around that? And maybe some key learnings you've had so far on your journey.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Todd. I really appreciate it. So my name's Carter. Transformations Plus is our business. Started in 2010. The reason or the get that started me was the fact that I was working for a company that started laying me off. It was for a landscape company doing design and sales. Was selling a lot, I felt like, you know, and they started laying me off, and they laid me off 1 month, and then the next year 2 months, and the next year was going to be like 4 months. And I was like, oh, can't afford to do that. So my wife and I put our heads together, prayed a little bit to see what we could possibly do. And this opportunity came up with buying or learning the product and the business from a company called The Master's Touch out of Phoenix. They are no longer in business. Went out there for a week, learned the trade and what it could entail. Looked for an investor, found an investor in my father-in-law, and decided we could start this business. So we kind of did an aim small, miss small process. I didn't go $100,000 in debt to buy big, giant equipment, cleaning equipment. We started small and decided we'll see where this goes. I had a 5-year plan to be full-time and worked for another company for a while in sales, while I built this company up slowly. Didn't do great our first year, and not too bad, you know, $65,000, I think, was in sales our first year, but it doubled every year for the next 4 years. And at the 33 years, I was able to go full time. We were able to land a pretty large commercial account, which felt like a blessing at the time. Turns out it was a bit of a pain. I guess that's one thing that I learned. We had too many of our eggs in one basket, I guess you could say. We were cleaning at that point 224 Panera Breads. And seemed great, seemed perfect, didn't think it would change. We were happy to be that size. And then COVID showed up. And 7 years after doing the Paneras, they kind of all pulled the rug out because of not being open and closed for a while. They didn't know how long they were going to be closed. And now that they're back open, costs are so high, they haven't really brought us back other than for emergency status. So we kind of had to pivot and grow our business a different direction, which we did. But yeah, that's how we got started. I wanted to be in control of, while our customers are our bosses now, we still wanted to be in control of our own schedule, wanted to be in control of the finances, in the sense that I was making another company $500,000 a year in sales, and they were still laying me off because of their bad choices with their money. And so this gave me the freedom to at least make my own bad choices and be responsible for my own life in that regards, which was the number one reason, I think, to be an entrepreneur, is not because you want to make a ton of money, but because you want to be in control, or at least somewhat control of how you live your life.
Some days that can feel debatable, right?
It does. Yes. Yes. That's for sure. Some days you are at the mercy of your customers and your employees sometimes. But yeah. Yeah.
So maybe talk through your role. Like, what's your focus within the business day to day? How do you balance kind of the working on versus in the business?
Yeah. So it's changed quite a bit over the years. Of course, when we first started, it was just me and one hourly guy. And I used him as I needed him. We grew in a few years, we actually end up having two guys working nights doing all our commercial cleaning. And then me and a guy doing our day cleaning at the same time I was doing all our scheduling. At the point we're at now, which we've gone down in size a little bit, but increased a little bit in production. We've got a really great general manager, who's my son, Grant, who is pretty much running the day-to-day work flow, how things get done, when things get done. He and I work on the schedule together, but I do most of the sales. I'd say I do about 90% of the sales and communication with customers, as well as seeking out new commercial projects. We do specialty coatings and polished concrete floors and those kind of things. So that's kind of my goal and role right now in working on the business would be doing that. Now, there are some jobs where they're large enough that I have to be out there working in the business, where I'm out there moving a swing machine and polishing the floor myself, or whether it be because we might have a lot of night work. And so the crew might going out and do nights. And so I'll go out and do some of our residential cleaning jobs so we can get those done in a timely fashion for our customers. So we're still at that size where we're not like, hey, all I do is sit on the computer and try and get more work. I wish we were there, but we're not. So I'm still out there doing work. I would say I'm out there probably 50% of the time doing work, and the rest of my time is probably spent networking, making sure we're doing the right things, HR stuff, marketing stuff, those kind of things. So,
yeah. Well, if you could maybe take a minute or two, kind of talk through what types of services that you provide, who are kind of your typical target customers for those services, and maybe how that's changed over the last year.
Sure. Yeah. When I first started, I thought we would just be a residential tile and grout cleaning company. That's where I was going. And I realized pretty quickly that Ohio residences don't have a lot of tile and grout. I did my training out in Arizona. They have a lot of tile and grout houses out there. So it sounded great. Didn't work out as well as I thought. So we pivoted pretty quickly to be a commercial or residential carpet cleaning company. Now we see residential carpet cleaning as kind of our foot in the door, like our Costco chicken. I mean, it just gets us into the customer to show that we do good work, that we show up when we say we're going to show up, and we do what we say we're going to do for the price we said we're going to do it for. That's really important to us. So residentially, we like doing whole house cleanings, especially if we can do tile and grout. Our tile and grout cleaning process is second to none. We are the best at doing that. I have no doubt at that. It's going to be dry and quick, as well as our carpet cleaning. We've invested in some really good equipment, a carpet cleaning tool that most companies don't have, that cost us a couple $1,000s, but it does a good job. We can see how much water is coming out of the carpet. So an ideal customer for us residentially is going to be a 2,000 square foot plus home, 3 or 4 bedrooms, maybe even a couch furniture that would like to be clean. Tile and grout cleaning is certainly high on our list of what we like to do, as well as we do a lot of color changing in residential, changing of the color of the grout. We can repair grout lines that have failed and change all the grout to a different color. We enjoy doing that because you can just see a really great before and after picture. Of course, you can always go to our YouTube channel. We've got YouTube shorts of amazingly before and after pictures and photo and videos of things getting clean. Commercially, we like taking care of problems. You know, there's a lot of customers. As a matter of fact, I was just on the phone recently with someone today. Hey, this company did this to us. We thought this would work out for us. It's not working out for us. Do you have something that would help out? And I usually can find a solution that would be a better coating or a better option or a better cleaning process. And we like to educate our customers. So there's some customers that we've educated so well, instead of using us on a quarterly basis, they only need us once a year because they're cleaning in an interim is how we are. So multi-site locations, you know, like when we had the Paneras, again, it was 3 markets, 200 plus Paneras. When we had the Steak and Shakes, again, 2 markets, get them on a regular basis. And we usually, even now, we have got a couple daycares and libraries that we take care of. They had a budget that they wanted to spend a month. So we took both of their 30,000 square foot facilities and broke them down into a monthly amount that they could afford. And then as well, kept their, you know, we like to keep buildings clean instead of constantly in need of cleaning, so that we're able to be in a building on a regular basis and take care of spot treatments and those kind of things while we're cleaning other areas in that building on a quarterly basis, or some are clean monthly, But through the process, it works out to be a really good deal. And we're finding that that kind of a, what do we call it? We call it like a maintenance plan, where it just, you know, don't just call us when you've got a big need, but let's figure out a maintenance plan that'll keep your building clean. We can bring our costs down because we'll clean on a regular basis and be in their budget and just keep them clean. So.
Okay. And that has to be nice, because that's almost like an ongoing subscription-like kind of revenue stream for you as well, right? So
it is. And they get, you know, like, you know, the libraries we take care of here in Dayton and Washington Township, we take care of both their libraries. Someone will spill a cup of coffee and they call us. We don't charge them to come treat a spot, you know, so because we know we're going to be there every month and take care of another area anyway. So,
and I think you may have hit a little bit already on this, but what do you think separates you from your competitors? What makes you know, your business unique, and why they should call you?
Yeah, good question. But I think one, our upfront pricing. So we're not going to bait and switch. We're not going to say, hey, you know, three rooms for this amount, and then get there and be like, oh, they're really dirty. It's going to be this amount, or that bedroom's got a little bit of a hallway, so that's two areas or whatever. We actually have a calculator on the website where you can just do upfront pricing, figure out what you're called, especially for residential. Commercial, the reason why to use us on both of those is because we're honest people. We are just going to tell you like it is. If you need us, we're going to tell you you need us. If it's carpet that's too far gone, we're not going to say, yeah, oh yeah, it's going to come back. And we might say, hey, that bedroom's pretty bad, but it's only $39 to clean a bedroom. You might as well try instead of replacing it for $1,000. But, and again, both residential and commercial, if we can't do it, I'll be honest. And he's like, nope, that's not something we can handle. It's not something we can do. It's not the right way to do it, or whatever it is. I'm not willing to do something just to get a dollar from a customer. We want to do the right thing. Now, one of my philosophies in business has always been the more work you do right. Or the more work you get to do right. You know, so if we do it right the first time, they're going to refer us. They're going to tell us about it. They're going to hire us again. We've got, we got over 100 customers residential that use us every year and have been using us every year for the last 7 or 8 years. We're just their carpet cleaners. So, or their tile cleaners or whatever. You know, so the other thing is that we don't just do one thing. You know, we do tile and grout. We can clean marble and granite. We can polish marble and granite. We can clean concrete. We can clean paver patios and resand and seal those. We can do those kind of things. So we're not just a carpet cleaning company. We're a surface cleaning company, and offer then advice to our customers. Matter of fact, we offer so much advice, we realized this year it made sense to do a product recommendation page. So our website actually has a product recommendation page for all the products we always recommend to our customers to be using. They just go to our website, click on that page. Oh, that's the product they told me I should use for my cat ear. That's the product they used. They told me that I could get hair out of my carpet with, or that's the product I should use for spot treatment. And they can just buy it right off our website. Actually, it just links them to someone else's Amazon page, but that way all of it's right in one spot so they can figure it out and find it out. We want to provide solutions to our customers. And that way they'll keep using us because we do good work.
Yeah. Well, that's a great lead into, you know, marketing. Especially you've gone through a couple pivots, as you explained as well. And so marketing can be so vital to, you know, generating that new business, especially when you're making some of those transitions. So walk us through how you think about marketing your business, how much, you know, what percent of your revenues you allocate to marketing, but then also, you know, what have been some of the marketing strategies that have generated the most prospects for you?
Sure. So I can't, you know, I don't know if you'd see it as a marketing thing, but BNI, I get more ROI out of BNI. Matter of fact, I put my son into BNI in March, you know, $600-$700 a year. And both of us are going to get $30,000 to $40,000 a year out of BNI referrals. So referrals are probably still our number one base of getting good quality leads. But as a marketing, we've done TV commercials before. We've done direct mailers, as well as in like marketing magazines like The Reach magazine. We've marketed in that before. Actually, this year, that's been great for us. The negative, of course, of carpet cleaning is the average residential carpet cleaning job is about $250. So if I'm going to spend $2,000 on a TV commercial, I have to have at least 10 to 20 customers to make that worth it. On the paver patio refresh, the average job for that is about $1,000. So it cost me about $1,500 to advertise in the Reach for that. So I only need two jobs. And so it's a little bit easier to spend the money. So we're actually kind of in that discussion right now as to what, where we should market, because we're needing some more commercial or residential carpet cleaning jobs. We'd like to beef that up a bit. So we're debating whether we want to do radio. The direct mail marketing has worked for us, especially on the higher end things like the tile and grout cleaning and the color sealing. It's worked pretty well, and definitely on the paver patio refreshing. We did direct mail marketing to two or three neighborhoods in the last couple of years. It has worked really well using a local company that helps us with the design as well as the mailing here in town, a great company that does the whole process for us. We just kind of come up with what we want to do, and it's relatively inexpensive, I feel, for what we get out of it. We're still on that thing of how do we get more carpet cleaning customers? Word of mouth is certainly is number one. We do boost ads on Facebook. And I would say on a yearly revenue, we're probably about 20-25% yearly revenue on marketing strategies and marketing opportunities. If you include BNI, other networking groups that I'm part of, those kind of things as part of that. I would say that's probably close to what we're spending right now on that. And we're seeing, you know, the frustrating thing is like, you have to spend money to make money, right? It's like, you know, we're going to spend this money and you hope it comes back with friends. I always tell people I'm not at the size where I can spend money on branding. I wish I were. I'm not Nike or McDonald's or Stanley Steamer where I can just, I want them to remember that their carpet should be clean. I need all my marketing dollars to go out there and bring back friends. So when they come back, so we're trying to be strategic in where we spend our money. So.
Okay. No, that seems a very good awareness of what's the ROI on that precious investment there, and what channels and what types of services generate the best return for you on that. So, as you look back and look forward, really, what have been some of your learnings around team and developing your team, finding the right employees? And then in terms of, attracting and retaining employees, especially in this difficult labor markets for many business owners. And then how do you look forward? What are qualities you look for when bringing on somebody?
Yeah, so we actually are, I would say, we've struggled since COVID with that. So pre-COVID, we had four employees pretty much almost full-time. I did guarantee, so one of the things I struggled with was, we can be profitable and not working 40 hours a week necessarily, the crew anyways. But I was not getting good people to stay. And so we were running through people because they were only getting 25 or 30 hours a week and they went full time. So we went to where we were offering guaranteed pay in the sense of not necessarily salary, because if they worked over 30 hours, they got paid for it. But if they worked under 30 hours, they got paid for 30 hours. So it put it on me to sell 30 hours worth of work for everyone to do that week. But then it also then gave me some quality people that knew they were going to get paid, because we were running through some employees that were layout. They just weren't quality. We ended up with some really great guys. Actually, pre-COVID, several of them left for other reasons other than I didn't have to let them go because we didn't have to work. They actually left, and we were looking at rehiring at that point. We went down to just me and my son, which is great. A lot of people would say, because he's running our crew right now, they would even say, hey, he sounds like you. So that's the qualities I look for, is that someone is teachable and trainable, that listens and follows through with what we've told them to do. It's not rocket science what we do. So, you mix this much chemical, this is how you carpet rake a floor. This is how you pull hoses and that kind of stuff. But it'd be surprised how many people can't do that. So right now we're actually looking, hopefully next year, to be able to add a second crew, because COVID, like I said, took us down a little bit. We're back up to where we're pretty steady at this point. We've got just three of us, if I consider myself working in the business right now. But we're hoping to get back in. Dollar-wise, we're only about 20%, maybe 30% away where we were before COVID. We're certainly at that point where we're probably going to get busy enough next year, especially when the spring shows up. We always slow down a little bit in the winter, but when the spring shows up, then we're going to be looking for that. So one of those qualities, a couple of those qualities, is teachable, trainable, not just, hey, they got to show up every day. That's the given. But, yeah. And then we honor that, like I said, we honor that, say, hey, my employee now, I guaranteed him 30 hours a week. And if we don't have 30 hours a week, he still gets paid for 30 hours a week. And he's a self-starter in the sense that, hey, we don't have any work this Friday. Why don't you come in and clean the equipment? Why don't you come in and clean the truck? Why don't you clean that? And I don't have to check up. He just comes in, clocks in, does what he's supposed to do, and goes home. He's great. So, it works out that way. So we're hoping to get to the point where we can have another crew leader. That's what we're hoping next year. That's someone that we could trust to just, here's the work, go do the work. Here's the schedule, just go do it. I don't have to micromanage someone in that regard. So we're hoping to be at that level next year. So
okay.
I should say back to that level
next year. All right.
Maybe we were there before. So.
Do you feel like you have a process to kind of develop the people you have to become that crew leader, or?
I wish we had more of a hands-off process, but yes. The nice thing is we do have a book that they can read through. Our handbook, of course, are basically how we do work and what we expect. But then the nice thing about the machine we use, the manufacturer has a book on how that machine works and that kind of stuff with some videos so they can watch and kind of understand how to turn it on, how to change the pressure, where to add the water, those kind of things. But then I have a lot of family in the area, so it's nice. They, you know, if we got a new employee, there's a lot of people get free carpet cleaning because we're training someone on how to do this, or we're training them on how to tile grout cleaning. My church gets usually clean for free because it's a lot of square footage that we can do some training on hard surfaces and some coatings that we do there on a periodic basis, those kind of things. So, because it's the best way is just, hey, you know, do it. And then the other thing is give them freedom to fail. You know, we've had some employees that are kind of like, I don't know how to do this. It's, you know, there's only a few things that we have that if you break is going to cost me a lot of money to repair. And so those other things, I would rather than make a mistake and figure it out and not have to ask me every time how to do it. So
where do you see the business going in 3 to 5 years? What's your dream?
So my dream is, and actually we're going to be giving my son a portion of the business next year, is he steps up a little bit more in ownership, and that probably not next year, but I would say in the next 3 to 5, we'll have a crew that simply just does our exterior cleanings, soft washing, paver patio refreshing, where we come in and repair anything that has settled or failed and blow out all the sand and resand them, as well as concrete pressure washing and sealing. We've done about a third of our business this year in that exterior services. So I'd like to see a full crew. That's all they do is do exterior services. And we're building up. We're building back up our commercial cleaning. I'm doing it better this time instead of, you know, all of our eggs, 30, 40 hours a week in one franchise or one company. So like I said, we're building back up right now. We have about an average of about a week right now, a month. I'd like to build that up to 2 solid weeks. By spring, and then hopefully by the end of next year to a full month of quarterly or yearly commercial cleaning. The residential cleaning, we're still looking for the right marketing plan, whether it's commercials, we're considering advertising on the radio and seeing how we can get more residential cleanings. But they kind of roll in. Like, you know, last week of this month, we're not very busy. Just today, I put 4 jobs on for that week because they just roll in slow, a little bit slower in this time of year. And residentials, they don't need it till they know they need it, really. So
if I gave you a magic powder and you could sprinkle on one challenge you have in the business, but only one, that would take care of that challenge for you, what would that be?
Magic powder that could fix the problems, fix the time. Yeah. So our number one issue with growth is the scheduling and the communication between salesmen and crew, between jobs sold and jobs on the schedule. We experienced that this year, like in August, we had 30 residential and a couple of commercial exterior cleanings to get done to, as well as 15 to 20 interior jobs to get to. Right now, the reason it's a struggle is because we're one crew. So, you know, who's going to do this? When can we do this? That kind of stuff. But the communication process, the avenue would be, I see that as a limitation to growth, the communication process inside the business of how to communicate well enough as to what we're doing, what needs to be done, what's been communicated with the customer. And okay. We've looked at a few softwares that we're not happy with, but if there was a magic powder that make it work perfectly.
Okay.
Cause I believe, and I've seen this. I mean, of course all growth is dependent on how much money's coming to the company. So the more sales we can get, the better that is. But I also believe that you don't make money by charging more money. You make money by becoming more efficient. And I see that as the least efficient part of what we do.
Yeah, as you grow, those types of systems become even more more impactful and more necessary, right?
Definitely.
Well, great. Well, before we hit the final question, how can others engage with your company? Is there, how can they reach out to you? Where can they best learn more about you and Transformation Plus?
Well, we've spent a lot of money on our website. So I feel like our website's pretty robust and explains a lot of things commercially and residentially. As well as the ability to a calculator that just tells you what your job's going to cost, whether it be for residential. We just do upfront pricing. There's no, this is really dirty carpet, it's going to be more money. Nope. We do it right the first time. So that would be the best way to learn about us. But our Facebook page is pretty robust as well. We do have a YouTube channel. It's got a lot of little short videos as well as some longer videos explaining what we do, visually seeing what we do. My wife does all our social media and she does a great job at that. And so we do that. The other way to know about how we act and how people feel about us is we've got over 150 five-star reviews. We've got a couple negative reviews on there, where it can't be perfect every time or keep everyone happy, but we do have a lot of good reviews and a lot of good customer experiences. So we even have no problem. I've got several customers that are like, hey, if you've got a customer that needs to talk to us about how this works or whatever, I can give out customer numbers and they would just give us a glowing review.
Before I ask the final question, I would echo that to the audience. I've been out to the website, great before and after videos. You can see the impact it has on how better, that floor looks, that bathroom looks. You talked about the grout looks before and after, great transformations, which fits well with your name of the company, Transformations Plus. So as we close here today, the final question, what's most inspiring to you today?
Most inspiring to me. Well, I'm a Christian. I have no problem sharing that. And so for me, when I see something of honesty and integrity, when people are doing things with character and honesty. Today, I had a meeting with a guy. How do I get this sold? How do I get this sold? What am I, my problem? He's a window cleaner. And I said, hey, just tell the customer the problem. I've often said I'm not a great salesman in the sense that customers are like, well, why is it going to cost this much? Well, here's my cost. Here's what I need to make on it. Here's what I pay my guys on it. That's what it is. It's just the way it is. So honesty and integrity really inspires me. Seeing that in companies, that's why I like working with companies, referring companies that do that kind of work in that manner. I'm currently reading a book about S corporations and trying to figure out the best way to, because we are an S corp, use that. And my CPA has given me a lot of advice. So he's here in town. He's a great guy. And he's just a good person in general. So I like that inspires me. Seeing people in business doing good work with honesty, integrity, inspires me to be the same way. Cause I think the more work you do right, the more work you get to do right. And we just try and do it every time. So.
Well, outstanding. Well, again, thank you for sharing your story. Again, folks watching this, please go check out Transformation Plus and Carter's business on their website, as well as their other social media, Facebook and YouTube. You can check out their Google reviews as well. Really can help you out with your surface cleaning needs in the Dayton area as well. So, and then for those viewers, again, encourage you to like and share this video. And if you're not a regular subscriber, go ahead and subscribe. You'll not only receive this video, but also other messages from other inspiring business leaders like Carter. Thank you. And I hope you all have a terrific day.